On the outskirts of a city sat a blind man by the way. Sat alone in all his darkness, begged for his need each passing day. But one last time the Lord came passing outside of Jericho that day. The man cried Jesus and he healed him. I thought I heard the blind man say, I just never had imagined that I see things quite this way. This life looks so completely different than what I lived in bygone days. I'm not stumbling and groping like so many times before. My vision's been restored completely. I'm not in darkness anymore. Yeah. On the outskirts of a city, to Jacob's well the woman came. Five husbands and a man, one gave her hand and name. But she met a man called Jesus, waiting by the well that day. He gave her a drink of living water. I thought I heard the woman say, I just never had imagined that her taste is quite this way. This water's so completely different than what I drank in bygone days. And I've noticed I'm not thirsty like so many times before. This water satisfies completely, and I'm not thirsty anymore. This water satisfies completely, and I'm not thirsty anymore.
Saint after saint had gathered one by one to be put to death for serving God's Son. But they never once retreated, they never once backed down. They raised their hands toward heaven, and God heard the sound. I'll praise the Lamb, I'll praise the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. I'll praise the Lamb, I'll praise the Lamb. You can take away my freedom, you can take my life, but I'll praise the Lamb. Today life is a struggle, on every hand the Christian's bound by man and its government trying to tear the church down. Oh, but I will stand upon God's word, lift my hands in victory, proclaim the name of Jesus, unto the Lord I will sing. I'll praise the Lamb, I'll praise the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. I'll praise the Lamb, I'll praise the Lamb. You can take away my freedom, you can take my life, but I'll praise the Lamb. So when the world comes against you, let the anthem of freedom ring. Stand up for the cross and join me and sing. and the sing. I'll praise the Lamb, I'll praise the Lamb. So worthy is the Lamb, I'll praise the Lamb, I'll praise the Lamb. You can take away my freedom, take it all away from me. You can take away my freedom, you can take my life, but I'll praise the Lamb. Praise the Lamb.
Amen. Amen. Psalm number 92. Psalm number 92. And then I'll read from the 100th Psalm, and then we'll go to the book of Romans chapter 1. Matthew, did Mom make it well down to Florida? All right. Okay. Well, when you say hi to her, tell her hello for us. Hope she enjoys the visit with her family members down there. All right. Psalm 92, so we'll start here in a moment. A little girl went to church for her first time. After the service, the preacher asked her, said, "How'd you like it?" She thought about it for a moment, and she said, "Well," said, "I thought the music was very great, but said your commercial was way too long." We've had the music, it's commercial time. And so let's see how long the commercial runs. Amen. You're talking about that. Have you ever noticed the commercials get longer and longer and longer and longer on TV? And the news gets shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. I went to watch the news the other night, and it's commercial time, and I got up, went in the kitchen, fixed me a sandwich, glass of tea, came back and sat down, and the commercials are still rolling. Trying to sell a lot of merchandise, weren't they? Psalm number 92, verse 1. It is good. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Well, that's what we're doing tonight. Now let's go to the 100th Psalm. Psalm 100. Saith, and this is the psalm that they taught you when you were in kindergarten, the 100th Psalm. In just a little while, all you little kindergarten kids could memorize all five verses. I will remember that. Psalm 100. What's the first word? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with what? Thanksgiving. And enter into his courts with praise. Be what? Thankful unto him. And bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Now let's go to Romans. Go to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. A couple of verses there, and then we'll share some things for us this evening. Hope it be a blessing to you. Romans chapter 1, verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Now look at verse 28, and you'll see the result of being unthankful. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate man to do those things which are not convenient. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for such a wonderful day today. Lord, it's good to just, every day, several times a day, to just stop and just meditate on your goodness and how good you really are to each and every one of us. And we want to say thank you for that tonight. Pray that you bless our evening together. We love you in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. And boy, I noticed there in Romans that phrase, neither were thankful. They didn't like to retain God in their knowledge. And simply because they were not thankful, the Bible is very clear that it says God gave them up. What do you ever think about that? God gave them up. Now the context there, it goes on to describe the situation that we're in our country today. God gave them up. You know, a lot of sins are committed as a result of the lack of gratitude in our heart. Just the fact that we are unthankful. Have you ever considered this, that men are not thankful by nature? It is not our nature to be thankful. Gratitude is just not a part of it. It's not a part of us. It's not a part of our nature. Let me give you an illustration. Anything that you have to be taught to do is not a part of your nature. If it has to be taught to you, it's not a part of nature. Anything that you do without being taught is a part of your nature. Let me give some down-to-earth illustrations. What's the first thing a duck does the moment he's hatched out of that egg? What's the first thing by nature he wants to do? By nature, that duck heads to water. Why? Simply because that's his nature. You don't have to teach a duck to swim. It's their nature to head to the water. But now the very opposite is with us. I wasn't born knowing how to swim. In fact, I still didn't know how to swim when I was 14 years of age. Linda, I bailed into that gravel pit up there just before you get to Oliphant, over there across the railroad track. My dad had to come and get me. 14 years of age, I still hadn't learned to swim. After that, I thought it would be a pretty good idea if I learned how. I thought that's a real good idea. I never did make a great swimmer, but I did learn to swim to save my life. But I wasn't born knowing how to swim. Why? Because swimming was not my nature. I had to be taught how to swim. Things that come naturally are just a part of nature. That's why we say that by nature we're sinners. Nobody had to teach you how to sin. Hello? Everybody all right? Nobody had to teach me how to sin. It just comes natural. Just like it comes natural for you. We have to be taught the very opposite. You notice we have to teach our children to say thank you. How many times have your little children, generally speaking, kind of embarrassed you? Maybe somebody give them a sucker or a piece of candy, and you say, what are you supposed to say? And they, come on, what are you supposed to say? You know why? Because they haven't been taught. They haven't been taught to say thank you. They had to be taught to say thank you. Let me go a step farther now. This is something we're missing in our generation. We ought to teach our children to say yes, sir, and no, sir. But we quit doing that. We should teach our children to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. But this generation's forgotten all about that. You say, are you happy? No. No, that's what a dog does to the bone. Amen. You young folks happy? No. What are you supposed to say? Who knows? We're failing to teach them some things it's just good character. Amen. We're missing out on those things. And I could go into a lot of detail as to why, but I'll just tell you a short story and I'll move on. It's because both parents are too busy. And they don't take the time to spend the time they ought to spend with their children. We leave it up to somebody else. And guess what? The somebody else doesn't teach them either. Lady one time gave a little boy a piece of chocolate. He ate it and he said, boy, thank you. She said, oh, I like to hear a little boy say thank you. He said, you put a little ice cream on that and I'll say it again. Amen. That'd make a whole lot of difference, wouldn't it? After a period of service, back in World War II, for R&R, rest and recreation, the soldiers, tired and weary, they were sent for a little R&R. Rest and recreation, to rest in time of war. After that was over, one of those soldiers wrote a personal letter to General Patton and said, I want to thank you for the wonderful care that you've shown to we soldiers. I want you to know that I really appreciate the care that you've extended to us. General Patton sat down and wrote a letter back to that individual and said, I've been in the service for 35 years, and this is the first thank you letter I've ever received. Why? We have a generation. It's always been. It's one of those things. It's not caught. It's taught. We have to be taught to have thankful hearts. Everyone can think of others who've been a blessing to us. And maybe never one time ever said thank you. Brother Tommy, I appreciate the compliment. I appreciate what you said about your preacher, your pastor. Thank you. But we go on beyond that. Have you ever said thank you to your Sunday school teacher? Hello. Have you ever shook their hand and said, boy, I appreciate the fact that you spent a lot of time studying last week. You put together a good lesson. I really enjoyed that. I just want you to know that I thank you. Have you ever walked up to your employer? Or when your employer gave you a check, did you shake the employer's hand and say, I really appreciate this? Or you feel like that he owes it to me? Man. Listen, I'm pro-business as high as I can reach. Because you see, all I have to offer an employer is my time. But he sacrifices everything he's got with the chance of losing everything he's got just to provide me a job. Hello. Next time you get that check, look that employer in the eye and say, I really appreciate this. Thank you for giving me a job. Thank you for working me where I can earn money, take care of my family, my wife, my children, take care of myself. Thankfulness, thankfulness. Oh, it's been since you thank your neighbor for being good. Good neighbors. Boy, we got good neighbors. Really blessed. Larry, we got good neighbors. All up down that road. Great neighbors. I mean, even little Runt here, she's a pretty good neighbor, amen? She's a pretty good neighbor. Boy, there's a big neighbor sat by her this morning, wasn't it? Man, that guy go bear hunting switch. I don't think he'd even need a switch. He'd just pop that dude, couldn't he? But it's good. How pleasant it is when people dwell together in unity. How long has it been since you thank God for good neighbors? I mean, folks that you just enjoy being around and you try to take care for one another. Have you ever said thank you to your doctor for keeping you well? Have you ever said thank you to that nurse for taking care of you? We go on and on and on. People that help us to survive. And people that are good and kind to us. We need to be thankful. Now, how do you have a thankful heart? We can never be genuinely thankful until we recognize where the things we possess come from. That's the first thing you've got to establish. You've got to admit to yourself, where's all this stuff come from? James answers it in James 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. And cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Need to understand that everything we have, God has sent it our way. And we become husbandmen or superintendents, if you please. It still all belongs to Him. But I'm sure glad He loans it to us, aren't you? I'm glad He lets us enjoy it. I'm glad He shares His valuable things with us. Psalm 103, verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. He's got a bushel full of them. You know, our day and age, people are seeking employment. The paycheck's good, but the benefits really help too, don't they? I mean, you know, it's just a day where benefits are very valuable. But I've learned by experience that God not only saved me, but He gave me a bushel full of benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all His benefits. Go to the rescue mission sometime and see the homeless people that are in rescue missions. See all those homeless people and make you appreciate your home. Make you appreciate what you have at home. Next time you see somebody walking down the road, thank God you got a vehicle. You're not walking. You're riding in style. Amen? Go to the hospitals and nursing homes. Make you appreciate your good health. Stop one of these days and take a stroll through the cemetery. Make you appreciate life. You woke up on top side of the dirt this morning. Amen? Thank God that He's still letting you hang around. Go to some of the foreign countries like Haiti, India, some of the African nations. I got to stop for a minute. Ladies are pumping fans everywhere. Are y'all hot in here? That's warm. The heat's not, it's not going right now. But we have switched to heat. Huh? I didn't really want to say that, but yeah. Thank you, Sister Justine. You helped me out a whole lot. Come think about it, there, no men are fanning it. Linda, we act like this all the time at church. So you just got to get used to us. Amen? Jared, if she gets out of control, you make her behave. You, family member, you kind of help me out, okay? Linda, we come to church to have a good time. We're in church all the time. If we can't have a good time here, we don't have one anyplace because this is about where we're at most of our life. Man, we just have a good time around here. But man, but you go to some of those foreign countries, pictures of all those children, bloated stomachs. You don't have to leave America to see some of that. Make you appreciate your good food. I'm looking forward to some deer chili when I get home tonight. Amen. Thank God for the deer. Little Tommy, thank God you're a good shot. Amen. Amen. Candy help you skin that thing? No, Benda doesn't. Yeah. That's not Benda's thing either. So anyway, but I bet they know how to cook it. Amen. Visit a home where there's no children. Make you appreciate your own children. Visit a little boy or girl who has no father or mother. You appreciate your parents. Boys and girls, you better appreciate them while they're here. Because they keep having birthdays, they're going to be like me. Not going to be around here forever. One of these days, boys and girls, you're going to wake up, mom and dad's going to be gone. You better thank God for them while you've got them. Some things that we ought to be thankful for. Ephesians 5, verse 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that's a pretty big order. Giving thanks for all things. Wow. You know, it's easy to thank Him when you get that new home, isn't it? It's easy to thank Him when you get that new automobile, amen. Even if you had finance it for 7 years, amen. At least you're getting to drive it, amen. It's easy to thank Him for things like that. It's easy to thank Him for a raise in salary. But you know, I often think of Romans 8:28. All things, good or bad, all things work together for good. To them love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. You know, every day may not be a bed of roses. There's some hard times along the way. But thank God for all things. A man invited his friend to go to church with him one night. We're up in the northeast. No cold, damp, stormy night. His friend agreed to go with him. And he told his friend, he said, "My preacher has a heart of thanks." Said he just, it just automatically comes that he just a thankful person. They got there, they walked in. Only two that showed up. Preacher sitting in the chair around the pulpit waiting for church to start. The friend looked over to one invited him. He said, "Ain't nobody here but us." Said it's raining, storming, flash flooding outside. He said, "I bet your preacher won't have anything to say thanks about tonight." He said, "Oh, yes, he will." Preacher got up and he read a scripture. He bowed and said, "Let's pray." He said, "Lord, I realize that it's cold, it's stormy, it's flash flooding, rain's coming down outside. But," he said, "I'm thankful it ain't always like this. The weather changed." And so he proved a point that his preacher had a heart of thanks. Matthew Henry, you ever heard of him? Great commentator. I have his commentary on the whole Bible in my library. He's dry, but he's good. Lots of wonderful comments and truth. I mean, he's not outgoing, not as loud mouth as I am, not as crude as I am. Kind of dry, but a lot of truth. Matthew Henry was robbed one time. After that, he said, "Let me be thankful, first, because I was never robbed before. Second, because Although they took my purse, they did not take my life. He said, third reason I'm thankful is because although they took my all, it was not very much. And fourth, because it was I who was robbed, not I who robbed. Wow. Well said, isn't it? How to abound in thanksgiving. I'll wrap it up here pretty quick. You know, it's much more pleasant to be around a person that's thankful than it is a complainer, isn't it? Isn't it good to hear somebody say, thank you? Well, those are just two words that's special. Thank you. Thank you. It needs to become a part of us, but we have to be trained. We have to learn, just like a child. Even as adults, we have to learn to be thankful. And we have to learn to practice saying thank you. Now, Nehemiah 5, verses 6 and 7 says, this is words of Nehemiah, says, I was very angry when I heard their cry and these words. Then I consulted with myself. That's underlined in my Bible somewhere, I think. Said, then I consulted with myself. Now, in Arkansas language, he said, I was fighting mad. But he said, then I consulted with myself. You ever talk to yourself? Occasionally, you'll argue back, but not very often. Man. Now, we'll argue with one another. But how long has it been since you just sat down and talked to yourself, consulted yourself, looked in the mirror and said, hey, boy, I want to talk to you a minute. Hello. I never said that before. Hey, boy, I want to talk to you. And consulted with yourself. That simply means to give self-advice. The best counselor ought to be you. Ought to be you. Now, I've already told Robin, I said, next time you change the marquee out front, here's what I want you to put on it. The best youth directors ought to be parents. We're responsible for what we turn loose on society. A lot of churches got youth directors so young, the youth directors need a youth director to make them behave. Amen? The best youth director ought to be the parents. Self-advice, counseling oneself. A man walked up to a pastor one day, gave him a check for $200 as a memorial for his son that was killed in war. Another man observed that, saw him give that $200 as a memorial gift for that son that got killed. He looked at his wife. He said, write a check for $500. She said, $500? He said, if that man can give $200 as a memorial gift for his son being killed in war, we can give $500 because our son came back from war. It's all in how you think about it. Thinking. That's the way to be thankful. Think tank. Just stop and think. And then you'll be surprised. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Now, Linda, don't let this embarrass you, but we grew up, we weren't the richest folks on the block, were we? I wish the poor folks felt sorry for us, didn't they? Yeah, sure did. You remember the number two bathtubs? Mom would make us boys leave home so you girls take a bath. Amen. You boys go visit the neighbors. Girls got to take a bath. Number two wash tub in the backyard. You say, what's thankful about that? Absolutely nothing. Makes me thankful I can take a shower today, though. God pity you folks that sits down in the bathtub. You get my age, bless God, you have to have a crank to get you out of it. Amen. Soaking that old dirty water. Thank God for a shower where you can stand there and let that hot water run all over you. Good clean water, amen. Goodbye, number two wash tub. I remember we graduated one time, one of those round ones, to an oblong. I mean, two at a time get in there. Boy, after chopping cotton all day in that dust, driving tractor all day in that dust, we'd almost run to see who's going to get in that water first. Because that second or third guy, he'd come out feeling like a mummy. You say you didn't have running water? Oh, yeah, grab a bucket and run. Yeah. Go to the spring and get a bucket full. Go to the hydrant and get a bucket full. Brother Billy, that's the only kind of running water we had in those days. I guarantee you, you fill that bathtub, you want to go first, not last. Especially if 7 or 8 in a family like we had. Makes me thank God for modern conveniences. Hey, count your many blessings. Name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Let's stand together. We're going to be singing page 308.